House Bill 1194 would provide $5 million to continue a program that helps low-income young women and teens access long-acting birth control. The initiative's funding comes from a private donation, but that money will run out this summer. State officials credit the program with helping to reduce teen pregnancy rates by 40% between 2009 and 2013. Bonnie Kaler is the deputy director of Delta County Health and Human Services. She spoke in favor of the bill before the legislature. Kaler says 7 years ago, 26% of live births in Delta County were to mothers who didn't have a high school education.
And in 2013, there were 313 live births in Delta County, and 50, or 16%, were to mothers with less than 12 years of education. And any time I can celebrate a birth to a mother who's completed high school, that's a win in my book.
Kaler says for the past 5 years, the county received $50,000 a year to fund the long-acting birth control program.
In a county of 30,000 people, $50,000 to be able to use for one specific program was really windfall money.
Republican Representative Don Quorum of Montrose is one of the bill's sponsors. He says he wants to see the five-year-old program continue because it's effective. Quorum says it's helped 30,000 females get intrauterine devices and helps keep young women in school and off welfare.
If you're anti-abortion, as I am, and you're a fiscal conservative, and you want to break the cycle of poverty, this is an outstanding bill. This may be the best piece of legislation I've ever worked on.
Some opponents of the bill say IUDs cause abortions, but Quorum and the medical community refute that idea. Quorum thinks the measure will easily clear the House, but not the Republican-controlled Senate.
It will die in the first committee.
For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.